testimony, his near-death experience, and the way that God restored him. We also have some thank you cards in the back that we're going to be filling out for Tahoma Elementary School and the teachers, just to get them say, hoorah, what a great year we're going to have. And then the last thing is we just want to remind everyone there's no Wednesday night kids classes or youth group until September 5th. So thank you so much, Pastor Justin.
Awesome. I got one. Oh, perfect. Good morning. It's good to see you this morning. We're going to, I got not even a page in notes, but I'm just so excited. We are doing church today, but we are doing church different today. And I'm excited that we're doing church different. And so thanks for being a part. We're just going to get out of here in a little bit. On our way out, please, please take some donuts. They're right out there in coffee. And if you're coming here and going to stay, if you can't work, I encourage you, get rid of those donuts. But we're just excited to dub this our first ever really Community Impact Sunday. We've done things for the community all over, but never on a Sunday morning. And I'm just so excited that we are doing it differently. It is an honor to have Jerry here this morning with us. And I've gotten to know him, just met with him a few times over the year. And I love this man, and I don't even know him that well. And if you don't know, his wife is also a principal at one of our Tahoma elementary schools. And he'll tell you, she's the second best principal in the district to the second best school. Because, of course, Tahoma Elementary, and it has been an honor this year that we have adopted Tahoma Elementary as our school. I don't know what that means, other than we want them to know that there's a church about a half mile away from them that loves them, that believes in them, and wants to bless them and show them that we love them. And so we've done a few things this year to try to do that, and the hope, even with today and this coming year, is that we would continue to do that. And so it's just so fun to be a part. Well, I'm just going to share just a little bit this morning. And I brought some hats this morning. Thinking about school, here our kids are getting ready to start school actually on Tuesday. And they are just not happy about it. We are a little more happy than they are because it means like, okay, back to normal, back to routine. And I'd be lying to you this morning, Mr. Gaston, if I told you my favorite part about school was learning. It wasn't. I liked PE. I liked lunch. But thinking back, probably my favorite thing about school, and now being a parent, my favorite thing about school, it should be about that they're learning, but I love not the break. I love show and tell. Because show and tell, and you only do it in preschool and kindergarten, but then you have other opportunities through your educational journey where you get to involve a piece of your life in a project or in a presentation or something that you're doing. And I love it as a parent because when my kids have show and tell, they get to pick a piece of them and share it with their school. Right? They get to bring their favorite toy, their favorite animal, their favorite memory from summer, and they get to share a piece of their heart with their classmates. And I absolutely love that because I believe that we have that opportunity as Christians to do that with our relationship with the Lord. So in the name of show and tell this morning, I wanted to bring some of my favorite things that I have. I am not much of a shopper. I do not like to shop. I am very low maintenance. My wife could pick out my wardrobe and pick out my shoes, pick out my shirt, and I'd be like, it's all good. I could care less what I wear as long as I don't look weird. Except for hats. My wife will tell you she hates shopping with me when it's time to pick out a new hat. Because I will try on 100 hats before I will buy a hat. And I am picky. And I am just, it's just ridiculous. I might need prayer for my hat issue, okay? And so I love hats. I love to wear them. Probably one of the reasons why my forehead is getting bigger, because I wear a lot of hats and they cause my hair to fall out. But that's a different story. I love hats. I also love to coach. It's one of my passions. It's one of the ways that I like to give back to our community is to coach youth sports, to coach football, to coach baseball. I'd coach anything. that they'd asked me to coach. I just absolutely love it. And so we are in the middle of football season. We actually just had our first game yesterday. I coached my sixth grade son's team, and we had our first game yesterday. And every year when you coach, you get swag. And so you get awesome stuff that says you're a coach. You get shirts, you get all sorts of gear. Well, this year, I want to show you my new hat. Huh? Isn't that pretty cool? This is probably the nicest hat I've ever owned. It is fitted. It is digi camo. And if you look at the embroidery on this hat, this is the expensive embroidery because it's the thick, bumpy 3D stuff that looks like someone spent a lot of time doing that. And this hat, I mean, it looks good. It looks good from a distance. It looks good up close. I do not know what this hat looks like on, though, yet. Because I put it on once. I didn't have a mirror. I haven't even worn it yet. Because this hat is just perfect. That's a great hat. I'm really excited for that. But I want to show you my favorite hat. And right now, this is my favorite hat. Okay, this is the hat that they gave me last year for coaching. Okay, I would encourage you after the service, come look at this hat, come touch this hat. I would discourage you to come touching this hat. I would discourage you this morning from smelling this hat. But this hat is my favorite hat because this hat, this is my game hat. If I wear this hat too many days in the week, my forehead will break out. So I only wear this hat on game days. And I love this hat because behind this hat is a story. Behind this, every one of these wrinkles is probably because it went like this, or it went like this, or it went like this. Because this hat has sweat, has tears. This hat has memories of some pretty high memories, of some pretty hard memories, some defeat, some victory. And I was thinking about it this morning, and this is a beautiful hat. And this is not a beautiful hat. But I was thinking about the church. And there's a scripture in Ephesians, and it talks about God, Jesus is coming back for a church that is without spot or wrinkle. You know the scripture I'm talking about in Ephesians? A perfect church. And this morning, I want to encourage us that the perfect church that Jesus envisions when he talks about a church that does not have a spot or wrinkle does not look like this hat. But the perfect church without spot or wrinkle looks more like this hat. Like the hat that has been through some battles and has overcome. Like the hat that has gone to war and is still ready to fight again. The perfect church that Jesus envisions is the church that is willing to put down its perfect image, to put down, oh man, I can't even act like the church because I don't want to get dirty. The perfect church that Jesus envisions is the church that has a story to tell. And the church that is willing to get down on the level and live some life with people that need to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. In John, one of our favorite scriptures to quote is churchgoers is in John 13, and I have a PowerPoint for you. And this is Jesus right before he was going to be arrested, and he was gathering with his disciples, and he was gathering with them for the Last Supper. And he said this, he said, Jesus knew that the night before Passover would be his last night on earth before leaving this world to return. So this is it. Jesus knows the end's coming. All throughout his time with his disciples, Jesus had demonstrated a deep and tender love for them. Okay, so all along, Jesus had demonstrated a deep love for his disciples. And now he longed to show them the full measure of his love. Okay, he had demonstrated his whole life with his disciples, his love, and now he wanted to show them the fullest extent of his love. And I believe it's the challenge that Jesus would call us to do as we're talking about Community Sunday this morning. But I was thinking about Jesus, and Jesus's love for his disciples wasn't shown that night through a lecture. Jesus's love for his disciples wasn't filled with warnings of how you're going to screw up and how you need to be on your A game to advance my kingdom. Jesus's love was shown to his disciples that night through his service to them. Through his laying his life down and saying, I'm not going to tell you how much I love you. I'm going to demonstrate how much I love you. And can I tell you this morning on our Community Impact Sunday, as we're dubbing it this morning, that the world and the community that we live in is not waiting for us to tell them how much we love them. They're waiting for the church to demonstrate how much we love them and to show them how much they love them. Listen, our community is not looking for the church to be the perfect hat that is unused and you don't wear it because you don't want to taint it. Our world is looking for the church that's ready to demonstrate the love of Christ, that is not going to stand on a corner and tell them what they should do or shouldn't do or tell them when they're wrong. Listen, they probably know they're wrong if they're wrong. But they're waiting for a church that's going to get involved in the mess of people's lives and that's going to demonstrate the love of Christ in a real tangible way. And so that this morning is why we're doing Community Impact on a Sunday. Because we love our community. Mr. Gasson, we love Tahoma Elementary. We don't just say we do. We want to show you we do. And we want to show not our community, but we want to show our community that we love the kingdom of God. And that we love Jesus. And that we have, just like my old grubby hat, that my hands probably need to be washed just because I'm touching it. That there's a story to tell. And that story is not going to be told from the pulpit, but that story is going to be told through everyday experience and everyday life happenings. Amen? Amen. Come on. Amen. Amen. So, here's what we're going to do this morning. We got our talk, our pep talk. We're excited. We have the opportunity to go show and just be ambassadors of Jesus. And so here's what we're going to do. We are going to go down to Tahoma Elementary. As Michelle said, we've got some projects down there. She is going to be down there. So as you go, which if you don't know where it is, you're going to take a ride out of our parking lot. And it's just on the left about a half mile before the four-way stop. Right? There's a four-way stop. It's right there. You'll see us down there. And I just want to encourage you this morning, if you didn't know this is what we are doing for church, there's no pressure. I would love for you to go down there. We're mostly doing weeding. But we do have, for those of you that are unable for different reasons to go down there, we're going to have a video. And then also we have those, as Michelle said, some encouragement cards. Here our teachers, I believe, are starting, or they're already there. I know this week a number of schools are starting, and Tahoma's gearing up, but how cool would it be for our teachers to be greeted on their first day of school with dozens of cards from a church down the road that just says, thank you, we love you, we're praying for you, different things like that. And so there's some cards that you can sign if you can't go down with us, but we're going to just demonstrate church today, and we are going to just have a great time serving our community. And so with that, I'm just going to pray, and then we're going to dismiss. Amen? Oh, yes, thank you. And we do have childcare that's going to be up here at the church for birth through 5 years of age. So the little ones don't have to go, but we're bringing our kids down that are a little older to help us out. But there is childcare here, and they'll work on getting your phone number so you can... there's an issue, they can call you, and we're just a half mile away. But Jesus, thank you for your church. God, I'm so grateful that you didn't just tell your disciples how much you love them, but Father, you showed your disciples how much you love them. Father, you don't tell us how much you love us, but Father, you demonstrate your love for us by sending your son Jesus. And time again, You show us you love us by your faithfulness. And God, I pray that we would be a church that doesn't just look good on the outside, but Father, that we would be the church that's not afraid to get dirty, that we would be the church that has a story to tell. Father, that we might not look good all the time, we might not smell good all the time, but Father, that we would be the church that would demonstrate your love for those that need to experience your love. And God, I thank you for today. Father, we thank you for our friends down at Tahoma Elementary. Would you bless them this year as they get ready to kick off a school year? Father, thank you for Mr. Gaston, who's a believer, who knows you. Father, thank you for using him to influence the next generation. Father, give him wisdom this year as he leads a staff, as he leads children. Father, give him wisdom that is from heaven. Supernatural wisdom. God, we thank you for him and his family, and we bless him today. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Okay, like any good team, right? We're gonna go hope on three. All right, come on, hope on three. Okay, if you don't know, we're doing a huddle. Okay, we're gonna go one, two, three, hope. Here we go, hope on three. One, two, three, hope. All right, you're dismissed.